are listening to a Commonwealth Bank of Australia Global Economic and Markets Research Podcast. This podcast provides general market-related information and is not intended to be an investment research report. The information contained in this podcast is based on previously published material, and before listening, you're advised to read the full Global Economic and Markets Research disclaimers, which can be found at combankresearch.com.au.
Welcome to the CommBank Global Economic and Markets Research Podcast. My name is Belinda Allen and I'm a senior economist here at CommBank. And today I'm joined by Stephen Halmerich, our chief economist. Stephen, good to have you on today.
Thanks, Belinda. Good to be here.
Now, it's the third Tuesday of the month, which means we have released our monthly household spending intention series. Now, this is data for October. Now, this is a piece of data that we've been watching quite closely, obviously, over the course of COVID-19, because it is picking up some very interesting trends at the household spending level and obviously their intentions through the Google search data. Kind of what's your overall take on the last month?
Well, the household spending intentions series for October did show pretty mixed results, to be honest. So home buying, retail and travel spending intentions were pretty flat on the month. We did see an increase in entertainment spending intentions, so that's good to see. But motor vehicles, education and health and fitness were actually a little bit down.
Now, this is for October. We did have the federal budget released in October. Obviously, that was another extraordinary amount of fiscal easing to come through, but it did predate the monetary policy easing we did see in November. October, we did still see those restrictions in Victoria take place. Kind of what, based on the outlook for monetary and fiscal policy, kind of what's your view on where we might see this series go over the next couple months?
Yeah, well, you're right. In terms of October, there was a lot going on. So the restrictions in Victoria were there for most of the month. And we could tell from some of the other data we see that things were pretty flat over October because of those restrictions in Victoria. So definitely, if you like, the shadow of those restrictions was pretty evident in the October household spending intentions. And then early November, we got the really aggressive easing of monetary policy from the Reserve Bank and the lifting of some of the restrictions in Victoria. So data is pointing towards a much better outcome for things like retail spending in the month of November. So we should see that in the HSI next month. But for now, you know, October, a little bit mixed.
Now, the housing market's probably gotten through this COVID-19 period a little bit less weak than what we had originally expected. I think the peak to trough fall in house prices so far is around that 3%. We did see house prices lift for the first time since April in October. When you look at the home buying intentions series, how is that performing?
Well, so it was pretty flat on the month of October. It's well up from the lows of the early part of the COVID-19 period, which was around April. So a really good recovery from April, but the last couple of months have been pretty flat. Now, we have seen data that shows that home loan applications have been rising in August, September. And after the rate cuts that we got in early November, we would expect those lower interest rates to really see household loan applications increase again. But there was some softness in online searching for home buying through October, so that kept the HSI flat on the month.
Turning our attention to the travel HSI component as well, and obviously Australians love to travel. There's probably been a pent-up demand once borders are fully reopened and Australians have confidence in the health outcome as well. What have you seen in terms of the travel component?
Yeah, again, travel pretty flat on the month of October, but really up quite substantially from the lows of April. And some really interesting, when we look at the details, some really interesting kind of mix of what's going on in travel. So things like camper van and recreational vehicle hire was pretty strong, and things like trailer parks and campgrounds.
So road trips
was really good. But a lot of weakness, and not surprisingly, hotels, motels and resorts, cruise liners, I guess not surprisingly there, things like car rentals and bus lines all still, you know, quite weak in that travel component.
And if we look at the motor vehicles component as well, that had started to lift a couple months ago, but has that continued or has it weakened again? We had been thinking that with the improvement in the housing market, we could see motor vehicle intentions start to rise.
Yeah, it did flatten out a little bit in October as well. Actually, it was down marginally. So there's been quite a bit of volatility in that motor vehicle buying HSI component in the last couple of months. So it's up off the lows, but down again in October. So there's a few mixed things going on there in that transactions. The number of transactions have picked up a bit, but Google searches, again, were fairly soft. And I think even though the home buying component is picking up, perhaps with the people working from home more, there's just less need to drive around.
Yeah, people don't want to buy a new car if they're still working from home. Yeah. All right, finally, retail sales. Obviously, we did still see the restrictions in place in Victoria. So once again, this is data for October. We are tracking our weekly credit and debit card spending data quite closely at the moment just to see the impact of those easing in restrictions of Victoria. If you look at the October HSI and now the weekly credit and debit card data, how is that starting to pan out?
Yeah, so the retail sales HSI for October, pretty flat on the month. And that was confirmed by the credit and debit card spending. So we saw through the month of October the annual rate of increase in spending on CBA credit and debit cards around 4, 5, 6% annual rate throughout the month. But all the weakness was in Victoria. So Victoria was the only state that was in negative. All other states were growing in a positive trend. Then early November, the first two weekly readings for November have seen quite a step up in the pace of spending as Victoria comes back. So the annual pace of spending in the first week of November was 13%. And for last week, the week ended the 13th of November was 11% annual rate. So down marginally, but still pretty solid. So definitely a step up in credit and debit card spending in the first 2 weeks of November. And Victoria's gone from around about minus 15% annual growth to about plus 15% annual growth in the last 4 weeks. So Victorians are enjoying being back out there and not having to stay at home.
It's amazing when we look at the breakup of that Victorian data, a lot of pent-up demand for particular services. So we've seen personal care spend lift quite dramatically. Eating and drinking out has lifted. But even things like household furnishings and equipment purchases have soared. So things that people have not wanted to buy online or can't buy online has really started to suggest to us that people are willing to spend and the income support is there. And that's one of the things that have really led us to upgrade our economic recovery prospects for 2021.
Yeah, for sure. I think, as you say, we've upgraded our growth forecast for calendar 2021 from previously expecting growth of 2.5% to now expecting growth of 4.2% next year, so quite strong. And that increase in consumer confidence and particularly the huge buffer of savings that people have built up. So income's been rising pretty strongly, mostly from the government benefits, and people either haven't wanted to spend that money or haven't been able to spend that money, but the money is sitting there in their bank accounts, and as soon as they're allowed out to the shops, it looks like they've been pretty actively spending that. So that's one of the key areas we think is going to support growth through 2021.
Stephen, great to get your insights as always.
My pleasure. Thanks, Belinda.
The data used in the Commonwealth Bank Household Spending Intention Series is a combination of CBA data and publicly available Google Trends data. Where CBA data is cited, this refers to the bank proprietary data. As the statistics take into account only the bank's data, it may not reflect all trends in the market. All customer data used or represented is anonymised and aggregated before analysis and is used and disclosed in accordance with the group's privacy policy statement. Now, you can read Stephen Halmerich's report on the October Household Spending Intention Series on combankresearch.com.au, and that report was published on the 17th of November, 2020.